Time for World Sport from the BBC with me, Joe Parsons. Coming up, Barcelona's Argentine star Lionel Messi hits Arsenal for four as they progress to the semi-finals of the Champions League.
This could be a first-half hat-trick into the bend here. Fantastic chip over Almeria. So impudent, so brilliant. Magnificent Messi.
Inter are also through to the last four after they win in Moscow. And can Tiger Woods make a winning comeback? We'll hear from his practice partner at the Masters at Augusta. But first, football, and the holders Barcelona, inspired by the Argentine star Lionel Messi, have reached the semi-finals of the European Champions League. Barca thrashed Arsenal 4-1 in their quarter-final second leg at the Nou Camp to give them a 6-3 aggregate victory. Nicolas Bentner gave the Gunners hope with a goal in the 18th minute, but Messi responded with a first-half hat-trick and then added a fourth 2 minutes from time to propel Barcelona into the last four with a showdown against Jose Mourinho's Inter Milan. The BBC's Simon Brotherton was watching.
Lionel Messi was the star of the show here with a four-goal masterclass, three of them in 21 first-half minutes, the fourth fairly late on. There simply isn't a better player in the world at the moment. This defeat equaled Arsenal's heaviest ever loss away in Europe, and to think they were actually ahead after 18 minutes through Nicolas Bentner. Not for long, Messi cancelled it out a couple of minutes later. Both teams had several players absent through injury. Arsenal missed some of their big names badly, though, and were second best throughout. They also defended poorly at key moments. You can't do that at the home of the world champions, not with the little magician Messi in this sort of form.
Well, the former Argentina international Ozzy Ardiles, who was part of the World Cup winning team in 1978, told the BBC that Messi was outstanding.
Well, it's in no words to describe his performance. He's just basically he's out of his planet, I will say. He's so far ahead of the rest of the players that are playing right now, and I will say historically as well. You don't have words to describe him.
Earlier, Inter Milan reached the last four with a 1-0 win over CSKA Moscow in their quarter-final second leg in Russia to complete a 2-0 aggregate victory. The BBC's Tom Bartlett reports.
This tie was effectively over in the sixth minute of the second leg when the Dutch international Wesley Sneijder found the back of the CSKA net from a free kick. His strike from 25 yards found its way through the host's inefficient defensive wall to double Inter's aggregate lead and force the Russians into catch-up mode. CSKA did create some chances to equalise in the opening half, but with the scoreboard and the clock now against them, their desperation turned sour when Shidi Odea received a second yellow card for a clumsy tackle and was sent from the field. From there, the result was never in doubt, as Inter held on to book a spot in the semi-finals for the first time in 7 years. It will be a moment to treasure for Inter's manager Jose Mourinho, who has now taken three different European teams to the semi-finals of the European Champions League, Porto, Chelsea and now Inter. The special one may not like the Italian game, but he is now a step closer to delivering it the ultimate prize in club football.
Well, the Inter boss Jose Mourinho says when Inter scored, he was confident that his side would reach the semi-finals.
In here, first shot, first goal, and the tie is in the pocket. So after that, was easy to control the game. I think even emotionally, CSKA players, they felt it a lot, because they were hoping to score before us. When we score before them, they need three goals to change, and they know it's very difficult to score three goals against us. So I think emotionally everything was resolved.
Manchester United are unlikely to risk striker Wayne Rooney in Wednesday's quarter-final second leg against Bayern Munich. The German club will take a 2-1 advantage to Old Trafford. There were reports that Rooney was poised to play in the decider, having made a speedy recovery from the ankle injury he suffered in the first leg. However, the United manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, has all but ruled him out.
We have made some good progress with the lad. The medical team have done fantastic, but I'm not prepared to take a risk in a player that's not 100% fit. We're working more at the Manchester City game. Maybe Blackburn is a sub. It's possible. We're working at that. But the boys make progress, so there's no doubt about that. I mean, good progress. But, you know, it's an ankle injury. It's just the same as any other ankle injury. Not any different from anyone else. And I can't take a risk with a player that's not 100%.
Meanwhile, Bayern are said to have one of their stars back for the match. Arjen Robben missed the first leg in Munich with a calf injury, but told reporters on Tuesday he'd arrived in Manchester determined to play.
I'm ready, I'm here. I didn't travel just to be in the stands, so But we still have a training to go, one training session more in the evening. It's also important for me because I didn't train too much the last few days. No, but I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready for the game. And if everything tonight is going well and I feel well tomorrow, then of course it's in the end it's all about the trainer has to decide. But I think I can be ready tomorrow. Yeah.
Negotiations are ongoing between the organisation, which represents Spanish footballers, and their league in an attempt to avert a strike. The Association of Spanish Footballers have threatened to strike on the weekend of the 17th of April. They say that some of their members are owed a total of $4 million after several Spanish clubs have fallen into financial problems. Games involving Barcelona and Real Madrid would be affected. The Spanish journalist Maria Bretonia says that clubs, especially in the lower leagues, have been caught out by the financial downturn, and the players at the big clubs are supporting their fellow professionals.
Spanish clubs have always had debts historically, spending more money than they have. So this has been harder for the clubs within the past two years with the global crisis. And there are players that the salaries is not really high, and the problem is more in the lower categories. It's not in La Liga, but in the lower categories. But obviously, the La Liga, second division, third division as well is included. So they want to support the small teams that they really have big debts with the players. There have been players that haven't get paid in 6-7 months.
The issue of security at South Africa's World Cup in June and July is on the agenda again, following the murder at the weekend of Eugene Terreblanche, the leader of the white supremacist party, the AWB. A party spokesman subsequently described South Africa as a land of murder. There's an average of around 50 recorded murders per day in the country. The Minister of Police in South Africa, Nathi Mathethwa, is adamant that fans going there will be safe.
Nobody should be apprehensive about this. The first thing is that last year we hosted the Confederation Cup and people were so apprehensive, I couldn't understand why. And it came and went together with the general elections. We then at the same time hosted the Indian Premier League, who left their country because of safety reasons. As I speak to you today, they have asked to come back to South Africa in September because South Africa is a safe destination as far as people are concerned. There is no problem here.
Next to golf, and Tiger Woods will play alongside KJ Choi and the American Matt Kuchar for the first two rounds of the Masters, which gets underway on Thursday. The trio will be the penultimate group to tee off at Augusta. Woods is playing his first tournament since a string of extramarital affairs came to light 5 months ago. The 1998 Masters champion Marco Mira practiced with Woods on Tuesday and says the world number one can win the trophy.
I mean, you know, you can never bet against him. I mean, let's face it, the last tournament he played and he won, the Australian Masters, I realize it's been a long time, but, you know, he hadn't played much before he won the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines with a bad leg. So, you know, it's never out of the question. I think for him, it's just a matter of being comfortable and feeling and trusting it. And, you know, confidence is a big thing in this game, even at Tiger Woods' level, and that takes a little bit of time to develop. But, you know, I like what I saw up there for him today, and, you know, he's ready. Tiger's done a lot of great things for the game of golf. I mean, the game of golf loves him. You know, he needs to be back out playing, and, you know, the other stuff, you know, he'll take time to figure all that out, and he'll work that out. I just think it's time for everybody to let him do that.
Marco Mira there. Well, before we go, just our top story again. The holders Barcelona, inspired by the Argentine star Lionel Messi, have advanced to the semi-finals of the European Champions League. They'll play Inter Milan in the last four. Stay with us if you can for further updates, but for now, that's the very latest world sport from the BBC World Service.